Okay. Welcome to See You Next Tuesday on a Monday. I'm your host for the next hour, Mo. I'm dropping the Rosie because it's too much of a mouthful to say at 4 a.m. So, sorry. Anyway, my topic for today is things I miss from home. Some that I expected and some I don't think I was. To go along with that, okay, bear with me for the vibe. The vibe of this music is sort of how it feels to be, to be like sitting in the passenger seat, window down. It's summer, it's Wisconsin, and it's in honor of me being, like, me missing being able to drive. So I included, like, a range of songs, sort of from morning to night, so that's how the show will go, which I guess is the opposite. We're going from night to morning, but whoops, my show. So, I'm not sure if it'll read in the songs, but, it's how they sound to me. So that's sort of what's most important. Okay. So the first song that I have for you guys, if I can get it set up, the first song that I have for you guys, I'm lying actually. It's just not. Hold on. Technical difficulties. How are you all doing this morning? I am clearly doing great. It's a couple weeks till Thanksgiving and I am hitting that slump hard. Okay, I figured it out. All right, so the first song that I have for you guys is Handsome by Drug Cabin. And I actually discovered this song last summer and I used to play it in my car. So it's a very on theme song. Please enjoy Handsome by Drug Cabin.
Asking for a second chance, even Run, boy, run.
All right, that was Our Deal by Best Coast, not West Coast. I first heard that song earlier this past week, so, you know, like, not this coming week, obviously. And it just kind of had a really interesting sound to me, sort of like beachy California summer vibes. Just kind of like felt like a warm summer breeze, if you will. You know what I mean? Anyway, for those of you who don't know, I was born in Massachusetts and I lived here until around age 10. And then my family packed up and moved to Wisconsin, known for cheese and drunk driving. So that's pretty awesome. Anyway, I've been there ever since in a little suburb just outside of Milwaukee, which I am very thankful that I was near a like city and not just out in no man's land, because I have been to parts of Wisconsin where you don't see anything. Like, it is cows. Like, that stereotype is true, that there are parts of Wisconsin where it's just you and the cows. I did not engage in cow tipping. The rumors are not true. I know those rumors have been getting around, but no, I have not engaged in cow tipping. Anyway, so needless to say, when it came time to apply for college, I wanted to get out for so many reasons that I, yeah, anyway. But mostly just because me and the Midwest, we just, like, weren't really a great fit. I've always considered myself much more of a coast or any, like, bigger city sort of girl. And I still think that's true. But I will say there are things that I miss about Wisconsin. Mostly, I would say I miss my parents. I mean, obviously I miss my friends, but I was expecting that. I was expecting to miss my friends. I would say it surprised me, sort of how much I miss my parents. And I don't know. I mean, my mom probably knows because I've been texting her and calling her over every minor inconvenience, like literally anything. I've been like, Mom, I don't know. Yeah, she's probably getting irritated at this point. But I don't know. I was just thinking about this the other night, of how I used to come home like late. You know, I was a teenager, whatever. I still am a teenager. Anyway, I'd get home and they'd already usually be asleep. But sometimes I'd get home like right as they were getting ready for bed. So I'd like turn off their lights, I'd get them water, I'd say goodnight. So basically I was putting them to bed for the night. And it was like a little joke with us. But I really miss it. Because I still stay up super late, evidenced here. But there's no one to like go home to and like joke about it with and be like, oh, go sleep well. Like, I don't know. It's just like, it's different. Anyway, whatever. Long story short, I miss my parents. So, love you guys. Shout out you. I'm actually, like, really excited to go home. I'm not really a big Thanksgiving person. Not really big into, like, the turkey or, like, the holiday in general. I don't really mess with the vibe. But I am excited to get an excuse to go home. So, I will say that. Anyway, okay, back to the music, because I'm getting a little rambly. This next song is What Once Was by Hers, rest in peace. And this was a fan favorite of me and my brother during our car rides together, because we would have to drive to and from school together. Yeah, anyway. And usually we would not agree on music. I was more Fiona Apple, he was more MF Doom. But Hers was a nice little common ground we could reach. I did listen to MF Doom, but sometimes I just needed a good cry. Anyway, I'm sorry. Okay, anyway, this song is What Once Was by hers.
Traveling with me. Hey now, don't dream it's over. Hey now, proposition to cause a mess of suspicion, but there's no proof. In the paper today, tales of Warren and Weiss, but you turn right over to the TV page. Hey now, don't dream it's over. Hey now, when the world comes in, they come to
Okay, that was Black Memories by the Growlers. You know, I really don't listen to the Growlers often, but when I do, it always hits. Like, it always hits the spot. Okay, that song sounds just like another song that I know. However, I cannot remember the song name or the song lyrics, but if that song sounds familiar to you, please message the DJ chat and tell me what it reminds you of, because I swear it sounds just like something in the track. I don't know. It sounds just like another song, and it's killing me. Like, it's making me go crazy. Yeah, it's... Anyway, back to me being emo about home. I also do miss my friends. I feel like that's obvious, though, because of course I miss my friends. But I miss, like, okay, I also miss specific things that, like, were in my routine with them that made me, like, really happy. So, like, we're getting into the winter months here. Like, it's starting to get a little cold. I'm not gonna say it's winter yet, because I know you all will lose your minds collectively. However, it's getting a little chilly out. I wouldn't say it's only fall. I would say we're... dipping our toes into the winter territory. But back home, last winter, my friends and I, we would have like a Saturday night, Friday night, like weekend night, not Sunday because we had school, duh. Pizza and movie night, where one of my friends would like make homemade pizza and we would like watch a movie. And then we would walk to the nearby playground in the snow. Like, it would be snowing. And we would just like borrow each other's snow gear, because in Wisconsin, I don't know if this is like a universal thing, probably in like cold states, but everyone just has snow gear and like extra snow gear at their house that like their siblings or their whatever grew out of. So everyone always just has enough snow, like snow pants, snow shoes, jackets to go around. I don't know, maybe that's a Midwest thing, but I don't know. Anyway, so we would just like go walk to the playground and just like laugh and talk. And I don't know, it was just so fun, and it didn't require any planning. Oh my god, because it was always the same, and I am missing that sweet, sweet simplicity of an established, recurring hangout, instead of every single day, every single thing being a new venture. And like, I'm getting there with a few things, but most people, most like situations you're in are still new. Like, you don't really have, at least me personally, I don't have like movie nights with my friends here yet. Like, maybe we'll be like, oh, let's watch a movie tonight, but it's not like, oh guys, Friday nights are our movie night, like let's do that. Like, you know what I mean? I miss just being with people that like you already know and love, and like a familiar place. And I don't know, like the wet boots and like the red cheeks, and we're all dying for pizza and snacks. And it's just like those irreplaceable memories that like in the moment you think literally nothing of. Like in the moment I was thinking, I almost just swore, you're not allowed to do that on air. I was thinking, man, my hands are really, really cold and I'm really hungry. Instead of thinking, wow, like I really appreciate being here with these people in this moment. And that's like so sappy, but it's really true. Also, this may be a Midwest thing, it may not be, but there was also just not a whole lot to do, like, in general, because I feel like here, even if there's nothing to do, there's still something to do. Like, you can go to a place, I don't know, like, a museum or something, like, I don't know. There are things to do in the city, I feel, and that there were not in the Midwest. Like, I feel like I always find something to do here, even if it's just, like, wandering. Like, there's always something interesting happening, is more my point. Anyway, but we would have nothing to do. So a lot of my time with my friends consisted of us being in the car. Mine or theirs, like, depending on who had cars, who had licenses, whatever. Driving around for, like, a good 30, 40 minutes, burning those fossil fuels, burning them. Watching our money fly out the window, just fly. But it's also Wisconsin gas prices, so keep that in mind, people. Anyway, then we would like inevitably pick a random restaurant. I use restaurant like you know, like, generously, usually like boba or fast food. And we would get the cheapest things on the menu, drive to a random parking lot, and like sit in the car and like share the food and talk for hours. And you may think when I'm saying hours, I mean like an hour and a half. No, I mean like 3 hours plus, like hours. We would just sit and talk about everyone and anyone we knew. The things my car has heard, I don't even want to think about it. Like, if the cup holders could talk, I think I've dissected people's entire family trees in that car. But it never got old. Like, there was always more drama to talk about. Of, like, people we knew, people we, like, went to school with, or whatever, whatever. And I kind of miss that. Like, not even, well, I do miss a little bit of the fun drama. You know what I mean? But I miss, like, I miss the knowing who people are talking about. Because there's so many people here. I mean, obviously, it's not a huge school, but there's a lot, and I cannot keep track. People will be like, oh, did you hear what, I was about to use a real name, did you hear what John did on Friday? And I don't know which John it is, or if I've even met a John. And if I did meet a John, do I know the John? And, like, do I care? Like, it's so hard to keep track. Like, I just do not know. And in some ways, the anonymity is comforting. Like, if I trip while walking or accidentally play music out loud in class, like, no one is really going to remember. But I don't know. I miss the knowing. Knowing everyone's business. Like, I loved being able to look at somebody and being like, oh, I know what you did 2 weeks ago. Like, that was just such a fun feeling. Anyway, okay, the next song that I have for you guys is one of my personal favorites. It's a classic. It's a classic, and it's super widely known. And it, because it is just so good. Like, destigmatize popular songs. It is okay to like things that are well known. And side note for where we're at in the car ride timeline, we're reaching late evening area of music. Okay, and this is Wicked Game by Chris Isaac.
Make me dream of you, and I nobody loves no one. In my eyes, indisposed, in disguises, no one knows. Has the face, lies the snake in the sun, in my disgrace. Boiling heat, summer stench, neat the black, the sky looks dead. Call my name through the cream and I'll hear you scream again. Black hole sun, won't you come? Wash away the rain. Black hole sun, won't you come? Won't you come? My shoes, walking sleep in my ears.
me sad. It makes me mad at you for loving what is you. Eyes without a face. Eyes without a face. Eyes without a face. Got no human grace. Your eyes without a face.
Okay, that was Eyes Without a Face by Billy Idol. I absolutely love that song. Something about the beat just makes me want to put my hands up in my hair and, like, dance or, like, roll down the window and, like, stick my head out. You know what I mean? Anyway, to round up the topic of things I miss my alone time. And I know that sounds crazy because in college you're like always alone and people are always talking about how you're alone and how that's hard. And it is. But I feel like the issue is I'm not actually ever really alone because I share my room with a roommate. And no matter where I go on campus, there's always somebody else. Like there's always another person present or nearby. I miss being able to listen to music without having headphones on or like truly having my own space to be alone with myself. And yeah, I truly, truly miss it. It was so valuable and I will get the back, like when I go back for breaks, but I will never take it for granted again. And I have a quick PSA for you guys. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-41 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council. Wow, lots to think about with that one. Really just makes you appreciate everything you have in life. But Anyway, I've got one last song for you guys, Dead of Night by Orville Peck. It's my quintessential late night driving song. And I mean, it really fits. It really fits the theme. That's why I saved it for last, because I was like, even if they don't get any of the other songs, they're gonna get this one. Like, they will understand what I'm going for. Okay, so this has been my show. I hope you enjoyed. I'm Mo. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and I will see you next Tuesday on a Monday.
The sun goes down another dreamless night. You're right by my side. You wake me up. You say it's time to ride. In the dead of night, strange canyon road, strange look in your eyes. Shut them as we fly, as we fly. Stark Hollow Town, Carson City Lights. Baby, let's get high, spend Johnny's cash, hitch another. As they walk on, it's enough to make a young man.